St. John's Nation, thank you for once again tuning in to St. John's Missionaries Baptist Church podcast to listen to Pastor Michael H.L. Robinson Sr. bring the word that God has given him. Today's podcast is titled, Get Away From Me. Sometimes Satan comes at you at different angles, but you have to be strong to tell Satan to get away from me. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Like always, be blessed.
Endowed with your spirit just for a few minutes, God. Allow your spirit to be in this place, to move and have its way. God, I pray that you would strengthen our children this morning, Lord God, that they can sing praises to you, Lord God. Bring to their hearts and minds, Lord God, and then across their lips, Lord God, all that they have practiced and rehearsed and prepared for you this morning, God. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
If he did it before, he can do it again. If he did it before, he can do it again. One, two, three, go. I won't give in. No, I'm not gonna turn around. I know I win. If I don't give up now, I am waiting for my chance to come and I know it will come through. This time I'm so sure, if he did it before, he can do it again. Same God right now, same God back then. If he did it before, he can do it again. Same God right now, same God back then.
God, even now, we do tell you thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord God, for your truth, which endureth to all generations. God, above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood on Calvary's cross to cover our sins and our trespasses, to pay a debt, God, that we could not pay. For that, God, we're thankful, we're grateful. And even now, God, we're thankful that you've allowed us to gather ourselves together in this place, gather ourselves on Facebook, oh Lord God, on YouTube, and the various places, God, that we can worship and praise your name. We pray this morning, God, that you would move in this service, touch our hearts and our minds, join them together, oh Lord God, and glorifying you this morning. We ask even now, Lord God, you would strengthen us to move forward in your name. And move, God, this morning, God, and speak this morning, God, until you're well pleased, oh God. We ask it in Jesus' name, and for his name's sake, we do pray. Amen. 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 This is how I'm going to Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Father God, we ask now that you will bless the Lord God as we speak your word. We ask God that you just allow your spirit to have his way this morning. We pray, God, that as your word goes forth, those, God, who are unsaved, who don't know you as Lord and Savior, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, we pray that you would touch their hearts this morning. Those who are struggling, God, with whatever the issue, God, we pray this morning that you would touch them, O Lord God, and deliver them, God. Lord God, those, O God, who just don't know what to do, we pray that you would touch them. God, those whose mind and hearts are unstable, and they seem to be double-minded, God, I'm asking that you would stabilize their hearts and their mind, that they can fix their minds and their hearts on you. We ask now, Lord God, that you would prepare the atmosphere in this place. Prepare the airwaves, O God, and Lord God, prepare our hearts and our minds to receive your word, to receive your son, to receive your spirit, and to receive the salvation that your son died to give us, O God. We tell you thank you this morning, God, and we ask all in Jesus' name, and for his name's sake, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Certainly, we bless God this morning, church, and we know that God is a good God. Early last week, the Lord just put some certain words on my heart, and they would not leave me. And the thought that he made clear to me was the fact that we've got to stop being afraid to command the enemy out of our lives and out of our presence. Too often we find ourselves just being fickle. We become afraid. We don't become soldiers for the Lord. We become wimps and cowards. We see people in our society today that they hang around things they know they should not hang around. People they know they shouldn't hang around. And what makes it worse is not like we are on their territory. Often we find that they're on our territory. And we're standing in our yard, in our house, in our cars, in our job, in our places that God had to open our mouths. That's a problem. That's a problem. And oftentimes it's not the crowd that is the problem. It's always that one. You ever find yourself in a church business meeting, a church conference, amen, a ministry meeting, and there's something that the Lord has been dealing with you on, and you need to open your mouth and say, but you think no one's going to agree with you, and you know that God has spoken to you. Every now and then, church, the devil comes to church. Every now and then, Satan shows up. That doesn't mean that your church is not the church, your meeting is not the meeting, because oftentimes when the enemy shows up to these religious environments, we'll find that people will decide they will not go any more. The average church conference in any church, amen, you'll find that a small handful of people will attend because they say, well, down through the years, brother preacher, I've seen where the devil always comes in. I remind you of the word of God when he says on that day when the sons of God were all together, all of a sudden Satan showed up. So Satan does come to church, amen. I don't care how holy you think you are, every now and then he'll show up in your household. I don't care how well you've taught your children, how well you and the wife have studied the word, how many times you pray, how much you fasted, every now and then he will show up. If you think that it will not show up, amen, I question if you're really digging in your word and seeing what Christ went through. The example that we have is that of Christ. And we have to get to the place where we say, get away from me. Stop being wicked and I'm just going to sit here and endure the pain, endure the heartache. Christ sat there in the word that we read. He listened to everything that the enemy said. And finally, he was tired and sick and tired of what was going on. He said, get thee behind me. That's where we have to get to. But don't wait until you're mad at somebody. Get mad with the enemy. Amen. To get mad with your situation and your circumstances and say, get away from me. Too often, we wait until we're mad at our husband, mad at our wife, mad at our children, and then we strike out. Folk get to the job and they get mad and upset and they just can't take it no more. And they don't cry out to God. They'll take a gun. They'll take their fist and they do something that will get them messed up for the rest of their lives. But you got to realize, amen, that the battle, amen, the fight, amen, is not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. Notice what happens in the scripture here. Christ was being tempted. Notice, amen, the time of his temptation. It did not come when he was just walking about getting ready. It came while he was fasting. He had been fasting for a while, and all of a sudden the enemy takes him up, amen, and temptation comes his way. What is temptation? Temptation takes on many different forms. Sometimes, amen, you're tempted to go back to what you used to do. Am I right about it? When things get bad, amen, we don't start crying out to God. The first thing we want to do is go back to our old habits, our old tendencies. And going back, we find out, amen, that we're not doing it God's way. Here's what the word says, amen, that Christ, amen, over in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, he says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So our takeaway here, man, temptation comes. Remember that, amen. Don't think you're weak, amen. Don't think, amen, that God don't have his hand on you. Don't think that you don't have the Spirit of God because temptation comes your way. Once again, what is temptation? Sometimes we're tempted to go back to what we used to do. Sometimes we're tempted, amen, to do some things that are illicit, amen, that's going to be destructive for our bodies, our minds, and sometimes our souls. Notice, amen, Christ, amen, the Bible says, amen, he was what? In all points tempted. That means, amen, when the word of God says, amen, there is no temptation, amen, that's come to you, amen, that hasn't been done before. Christ was in all ways tempted. What do you mean always, amen? Some of us, amen, got problem with alcohol, with drugs, with women, with men, with the ways of the world, amen. That is temptation. Once again, don't think you're not a believer because you're tempted. If you find yourself in a place where you're never tempted, you never tried, you don't have any trials, you don't have any ups and downs, that's when you need to be worried. When you find yourself on that day and everything just going so good, that's when you need to pray. Notice, amen, I hear tell the story of Sammy Davis, amen, Jr., amen. He got there, amen, had some struggles through life. But then finally he got to the place where he felt he had arrived. And when he felt he had arrived, he's riding along saying, you know what? I've arrived. I'm just paraphrasing. I have arrived. I got everything I need. Look at me now. Sitting on top of the world. Boom! Accident happened. See, when you find yourself in a comfortable place and you don't find that you're tempted and tried by the devil, amen, that's when you got to say, wait a minute, everything is too good. You ever get something in your life that's just too good to be true? And that spiritual mind said, wait a minute, now, this is too good to be true. Don't mess with it. But then the flesh said, well, I've been through enough, so let me go ahead and enjoy the pleasure of this life right now. When it's too good to be true, church, I'm telling you, it's too good to be true. When folk just come on and dump $1 million in your lap, wait a minute, now, where'd that come from? You ain't earned but $30,000 last year. But here Christ was tempted. Notice what happens. He was led up by the enemy. Too often, amen. Now with Christ, amen, this was part, amen, of his divine guidance. He had to go through this, amen, so no one can say he has never been through nothing. Y'all know how it is. You get somebody who you think ain't been through nothing. Because they ain't been through nothing. In your mind, you say, they can't tell me nothing. Am I right about it? But see, the word of God shows them that Christ has been through everything. I've heard folk tell of Christ. Say, well, he was the Son of God. Nothing wrong could happen to him. They beat him. They killed him. But he was the Son of God. Aren't you sons and daughters of God if you're born again believer? He went through. He was tempted. So I'm telling you this morning, church, you will be tempted, not when you're looking for it. Notice, amen, this time in which we're fasting, amen, we find out we're consecrating ourselves before God. We're praying, amen. We're turning the TV off. We're turning our plates. I mean, we're reading the word of God. And often while you're reading the word, here comes Satan. He creeps right on in there. And while you're sitting there meditating on the word, while you're down on your knees, amen, while you're walking the floor crying out to God, amen, all of a sudden Satan just comes across your mind. Well, I'm hungry, so I'm delusional. No, you're not. That's Satan playing on you. You're being tempted. And many say, well, brother, preach, amen, Satan ain't messed me. I just wanted to start eating again. I wanted to stop fasting. That's temptation. Brother, pastor's hard. That's temptation. Temptation. I got all I need to give to God, Deke. I've got a praise on the inside. I've got tithe. I've never been in a place that I could tithe to God. Everything been so tight, I mean, I was scared to give to God because I might miss my next meal. But now I got it, and now I'm afraid, I'm tempted not to give to God. That's temptation. See, too often we think temptation is, amen, when tall dog and Hampton walk up to us. We think when 34, 36, 24, 34 walk up to us, that's when we think, amen, we're tempted. That ain't temptation. You know what that is. You know what your hang up was. You know what your thorn is. So it's easy to stay away from that. Y'all love who just kind of stuck on the body. You know that you need not be around, but you got some moonshine lands and where you got some E&J land, so we got some gin, some vodka, got this and this land that's just waiting for hard times to come. Oh, brother preacher, I had a hard time. I got to tie it on tonight. That way I can face tomorrow. No, you can face tomorrow in Christ. Temptation does come. Notice what happens. When we look at him in Christ himself, is in all points tempted, and we will be in all points tempted, but the temptation that we go through, it's not new. Many times, what Satan would do, he'll tempt you a little bit, then he'll tempt you a little bit more. Notice how he starts off with Christ. He tells him, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But Christ answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Notice, he starts him off with something small. You're hungry. Then he goes a little further. He says, after he took him up to this high place on the pinnacle, and he was on the temple, he said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Notice it's progression. Then he goes a little bit further. He says, Jesus said unto him, it is written, once again, notice, key words, they say, it is. That means it's in the word of God. God said, don't do this. He says, it's written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again, the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain. Notice, he's going, amen, from the tummy to a pinnacle to an exceeding high mountain. And he showed him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship. What does Jesus say in verse 10? Then said Jesus to him, get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord God, and him only shall thou serve. Notice, we said the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, they're spiritual. So Christ goes right to the word. That spirit, This is not a novel. Amen. This is the Word of God. It is a living thing. Every time you open it, every time you read it, it will speak to you. But if you have your heart closed, you have your mind closed, if you're trying to read it like a chapter book, it don't work. It don't work like that, church. This is a living Word. We understand him in Christ when he came down as Emmanuel, God with us. He was the Word incarnated. He was turned to flesh, and now we can see him. We can understand him. We can touch him. We can have him. But this Word that you got, that's how you defeat Satan. Not with your creative 4, 5, 6 letter words. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Not with those words, amen. But this Word is how you defeat temptation. But every now and then, amen, we find, amen, that Satan goes beyond temptation and folk fall for it and they need to be delivered. They need to be, but the problem is we try too often to deliver ourselves. Notice a lot of these companies nowadays, they're finding that they need not have someone on their payroll that's going to deliver something for them. They're going to hire somebody else to do it. There's a lot of work you used to do back in the 70s, 80s, the 90s, the 60s, the 40s within the company. Just don't do nothing. For ourselves, everything will be all right. Notice what the scripture says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Once again, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Remember that. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. In other words, amen, you're going to have some things you're going to go through, amen, that's going to require you to be delivered, amen. He's going to have a way for you to get out, amen. The way out is not your own way, amen. It is not what's in your mind, amen. The ways of God are not like our ways, church. The way God's going to bring you out is not the way you would choose to come out. Anyone ever walk through a wrong door trying to get out of somewhere? Anyone ever take a wrong turn trying to get back to the house? And you done been down the road every day and all of a sudden you find yourself going left when you should go right? Because you're just saying, I got this. I can do this with my eyes closed. Anybody ever been there? I can do this thing with my eyes closed. I was cutting the guy's hair. And he got down and showed the mirror and said, Rev, I ain't got to look at that, man. I know you can cut my hair now with your eyes closed. Brother, you don't want me to do that. But we try to navigate this life with our eyes closed. We don't have eyes on the Word, amen. And therefore, every now and then, we need to be delivered. Notice what the scripture says when you listen to the disciples when they ask Christ about praying. A key part of that, he says, lead us not into temptation. So remember that friend said, you're going to be tempted. He said, you're going to be tempted. But when we pray, we say, Lord, lead us not into temptation. In other words, we don't want to have that temptation come. When we're saved, amen, we just want to walk this here flowery road, amen, walk a road of ease, amen, and have no trouble. We don't want temptation. But like I said, temptation comes. And then it goes a little further, amen, but deliver us from evil. In other words, amen, when you find yourself, Satan is the one that led Christ, amen. He tempted, amen. Satan tempts us and tries us, amen. He said, deliver us from evil. So when you find yourself in a place of needing deliverance, God is your salvation. God is the one that has delivered you, not you yourself. Struggle. God, if I belong to you, why do I need deliverance? Church, salvation and deliverance are not the same. There's a lot of saved folk, church. Y'all hear me good. A lot of saved folk that we've cast off as being unsaved because they haven't been delivered. A lot of them we done walked away from, amen. When God put you there in their life that you can minister to their spiritual need and help them get out of what they're going through, he's trying to deliver them at your hands, but too often we write them off. Brother preacher, I thought he was saved, but he cussed. Brother preacher, I thought he was saved, but I saw him down there at the brown bag. Brother preacher, I thought he was saved, but I saw him over here doing this, that, and the other. What did that have to do? Find find that your brother is caught up in a fault, ye who are spiritual, you go to him in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, unless you also be tempted. That means when you see your brother and your sister going through, don't talk about them. Don't gossip about them. Don't write them off. Don't put them away because they have not been delivered. Because the truth be told, I'm evil. Satan is the evil one. He's those slew for them. He's the tempter. He's the one. And we just say this here. You'll know when enough's enough. Here's what the word says. When we take a look at Psalm 61 and 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When I'm overwhelmed, when enough is enough, God, lead me to that place that's higher than me. When I realize that I can't do it no more, I can't get out of it, I'm tempted, and now I need deliverance, God, I need you to lead me to that place. Notice, they didn't just cry out to God. They said, God, I need you to lead me. God, I need you to come down here right where I'm at. Come right where I'm at, God. God, I'm not going to try to get myself partial way out. I'm going to stand right here and wait for you to show up, God. But I've had enough. I've tried myself, and now I'm tired. The devil's messing with me. I'm sick and tired. Enough is enough. Christ tells him. Whew. He says, get thee hence. If you don't really know and understand, sometimes you would think hence means get here. That means from here. Get thee from here. In other words, leave me alone. I don't want you in my presence anymore. At this point, I'm going to rebuke you, but God has led me to this place. What? A roaring lion. Seeking whom what? He may devour. But notice now, y'all have watched some stories, you know, about Africa, about the lions out there and what they're doing. When they're trying to get their prey, they ain't screaming and shouting. They ain't showing they're the king of the jungle. They just kind of get down and just kind of say it loud, Deke. They creep. You can't even hear them move. Snakes, they move to the leaves. You can't even hear them move. Satan, when he comes in, yep, he's that roaring lion. He's going to scare you to get you to run one way, and then he's going to creep up on you. Other than he just crouches. Anyway, I already saw him wave out. I saw him way back there. I want him. I want her. So he sees you coming. So what does he do? Goes all the way around. And he knows which way you're going. He goes around, and then he just waits. And he don't move. He just waits on you. He's already got your number. He's watched you. He sides you up, amen. And he realizes, amen, this is what is going to get him. This is going to get her. I couldn't get him, amen, to do something against his wife. I couldn't get him to mess around on nobody. I couldn't get him to touch that money at the job. But this one right here, I'm going to make them, amen, bow down and worship me. Because in order to save your life, and that lion in front, most folks do anything. Satan stood in front of Christ, and he wanted to bow down and glorify him. What did Christ do? He took the word to him. See, here's what Christ says about the word over in John 17 and 17 and 50. Here's what he says, amen. He said, I want them to be one, sanctified through your word. Why? Because your word is truth. Your word. So how do we combat the devil? How do we say, Satan, enough's enough? How do we say, Satan, leave me alone? By getting the word of God. Knowing the word of God. Psalm 119, 11, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you, God. Not that I might not go out and do something stupid, but I won't sin against you. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. So stop using carnal tactics for a spiritual battle. It is time for us to let the devil know that I'm tired, I'm sick and tired. Satan, get thee hence. I want you out of my life. I want you out of my house. I want you out of my mind. I want you out. But when the Lord cast him out, church, you must go through and refill that void with the Lord. If God has delivered you from anything, no matter what it is, don't sit back and rest on your laurels and glory in thyself, saying, look what I've done. Look where God has brought me from. Oh, I ain't got that no more. Because you got a void there, and that void is waiting to be filled. Fill it with God's word. Temptation's going to come. Though we've asked God to keep us from all temptations, but what God said, God, I need you to deliver me from evil. And at some point, just like Christ Church, you've got to say, enough is enough. I'm tired of it. Enough is enough don't mean you're just complaining about your situation. Enough is enough meaning now it's time for me to cry out and give the word of God. And notice what happens at the very conclusion of the word, 11, excuse me, of Matthew 10. After Christ told Satan to get thee hence, in other words, get away from me, and he gave him the word, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. When you cast Satan out of your life, God has his band of angels that will be dispatched to take care of you. All that you've been doing for and with the devil, God has some angels just waiting to take care of you. But the assignment has been held up because you have not got to that place where you say, Satan, leave me alone. You're still tolerating him. You're going, brother, pastor, God must have made it just me to go through this. No, he didn't. God's made a way of escape. And you won't take it. If you're not going to take it, what I tell you, just keep enduring your heartache as a good soldier until you get to the place where you've had enough. And when you've had enough, talk to the Lord about it. Cry out to God. Ask God to lead you to that place that's higher than you. A place, amen, that you've never been before. Some folks have gotten saved, brother churches. Some folks have gotten saved. They're giving their life to the Lord, but they still have not been delivered. And so they're used to living the way they're used to living. No. Don't you know that you're royalty? Don't you know you've been engrafted into the family of God? Don't you know, amen, God said there's no good thing I'll withhold from them that love me? If you give me a life to them, God is not going to withhold, but you're withholding yourself. And I'm done. You notice now, there's a big hiccup with IRS and giving out these checks, a whole lot of mess. But one of the big things they say is because they don't have the financial distribution information on some folks, so that holds them up. That's not the only thing. But too often, we are not choosing a route to get out of our mess. Our way out is through God. The plan of salvation, the plan of deliverance, it has not changed. We misunderstand and misinterpret the word. We look for something new. Oh, God is doing a new thing. That's what the word says. But he ain't changed the way salvation is. God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But you've got to get to the place where you're tired and you're sick and tired. You say, enough's enough. Satan, leave me alone. Father God, even now we bless you, we praise you, God, and we thank you for the way out that you made. We realize, God, that our way out is only through your word, only through Jesus Christ and his shed blood. God, we realize that Christ was tempted in every single way, and yet he sinned not. And God, we realize that every now and then when temptation comes our way, we falter and we fall. But we're asking God for you to deliver us now and to keep us, God, and seal us, God. Be a hedge of protection all around our hearts, our minds, and even our bodies, O Lord God. And allow us to know, God, that our temples, our bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost, God. And help us, O Lord God, not to defile that temple, not to defile our minds, not to defile it with our eyes, our ears, or where our feet go, Father God, or what our hands touch, God. Allow us, O Lord God, just be able to glorify you, Father. I pray this morning, God, that you would save someone today And God, this day, deliver somebody, God, even now. As they've heard your word and they realize your word is truth, sanctify them, God, through your word. We tell you, thank you, Lord God. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And for his name's sake, we do pray. Amen. 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 Bless your name, God.